and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan joined the crowds at Istanbul's Martyrs Bridge for the July 15th anniversary of Turkey's failed coup. They inaugurated a memorial at the bridge in honor of those killed there when three tanks wielded by 136 Turkish soldiers attempted to overthrow the Erdogan government. Mr. Erdogan said the coup attempt is not the first against our country and it won't be the last. For that reason, therefore, we must first rip their heads off, these traitors. Turkey blamed the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen and his network for the coup attempt. And since the coup attempt, President Erdogan has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants he has characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has arrested another 50,000 people. At least eight people were killed. It happened in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse at a soccer stadium in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. The APS news agency reports the stampede broke out following clashes at the end of the match. Police fired tear gas as clashing supporters from both teams got together. The panic widespread across the stadium. News reports say 49 were seriously injured. Chinese dissident and Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo's ashes were scattered at sea. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu, died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. China has lodged complaints against Germany, France, the U.S., and the U.N. over criticism about the handling of Liu's death. This is VOA News.